Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in, time for a daily editorial. This is kind of an important one. You know, Jimmy mentioned that I was on, I did not publish the editorial that we did yesterday, and I want to apologize for that. This is pretty important to me. The reason I want to apologize for that is primarily because I am I was just really stressed yesterday with getting a bunch of stuff done. Anyway, having said that, sorry, but we've got one today. The comment that I want to talk about first is from our good friend Chartster. Chartster, you were saying that you think we're going to come out of this thing. I'm going to paraphrase it a little bit. We're going to come out of this thing very, very strongly, and it's going to be very, very good. Jimmy, how do you feel about that one?
You know, it's funny. I talked to a guy, a businessman. Actually, he runs a real estate company for Windermere, and he's one of the top five franchises in the country. Mm-hmm. And he's a good friend. Yeah. He's a man of faith. He's a conservative guy. I won't say specifically who, but
I got a pretty good idea who you're talking about, Jimmy. Anyway, yeah. Go ahead.
Anyway, his point was, hey, look, we won. We won. And the reason why he says that is because the people that are actually making the decisions right now and providing direction for Joe Biden really do not represent a large majority of the country. And it's becoming apparent to many people they're getting buyer's remorse if they did vote for Biden. And this is showing, opening the doors to exactly what the difference is between people that supported both the president and an America First agenda and groups that are promoting and supporting these very small ideological groups that have in tremendous influence, these small interest groups that are very far to progressive left. And it's really opening up people's eyes. There's a lot of frustration. The GameStop event was a great example of, you know, the corporate hedge funds and the big Wall Street companies trying to crush the little guy. Uh-huh. You know, the Keystone Pipeline being shut down is a great example of, you know, we're going to help the unions, but then you're going to lose 10,000, 40,000 jobs from the Biden administration. We're going to close the wall off, which means, you know, we're going to stop, you know, enforcing immigration law, which really upsets a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You know, 70%+ of Americans actually think we need strong borders. Yeah. So I think Chartster's point and this friend of mine's point is actually has a lot of validity. It's really waking people up. The question is whether or not how corrupt and how much of a lockdown will this administration do? How much silencing of voices will the big tech companies do? How much abuse of the Justice Department and the FBI to prosecute people for political ideas will we see that continue to try to silence America? How much gun control will we see? So I'm optimistic that people are waking up. What I'm afraid of is the clampdown from the extreme left, because historically, every time an authoritarian leftist political leadership takes charge, they eventually turn to violence to ensure their stability. The Soviet Union, communist China, you know, that's what worries me more than anything else.
Well, what worries me about that is that I'm wondering if our site won't get censored. I'm not really sure that we have anything to worry about, because we're certainly not nearly as big as some of the others, but we really are high quality, in my opinion. I look at our site because of people like B and Chartster and CFS, Out of the Box Jerry, who I haven't heard from much recently, Irish Tony, etc., etc. You guys are all quality. That makes us a very, very expensive, in my opinion, although we don't charge for any of this, but that puts us in the same position as a very, very expensive, let's say, Cadillac or Maserati or whatever. B, you made a very interesting comment that I did some research on your comment was, quote, nuclear employment is a very real possibility. U.S. military offers justifications for its plan to use nuclear weapons against Russia and China. I read the article, and I pray to God that you're wrong, that the article is wrong, but we'll see. Jimmy, what do you think about that?
You know, nuclear brinksmanship has been a technique for a long time in order to ensure, you know, in the past it was to ensure, you know, deterrence, yeah, to threaten people to use, you know, nuclear weapons. Of course, we came pretty close a couple of times to doing pretty significant damage to the world.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced that we're at a point where the Russians or that the Chinese would resort to nuclear weapons.
No, I don't think they would. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I hope that's not the case, though. You know, when you have a very small group of people that are trying to survive, you know, they'll do most anything in order to hold power. So it's interesting. I'm more concerned about the radical ideologies, you know, the Iranians and people like that, or maybe possibly Pakistan losing control of some of its arsenal to extremists. That would be very, very concerning. However, I don't think we're in a position that we're going to see a nuclear standoff at this point. And that's in part because Joe Biden just cut a deal with the Russians to give them the advantage, to continue the advantage to start through for another 5 years, which is a crazy that no one's calling them out for really facilitating a Russian's nuclear strength and power.
You know, the one comment I would make about Biden and his attitude towards China, I have to say, I am firmly convinced that President Biden is getting everything he can from his office for himself and his family. I'm very convinced that he's been kind of left in the background for his entire 50-year career, and I'm just thinking that he might just kind of be throwing his hands up in the air right now and saying, you know what, I'm going to play the game the way everybody else does, but I don't know, we'll see. CFS, you made an interesting comment. You said Trader Joe violates the United States in attempting to buy future votes. And what you're talking about here is that the president signed an executive order to increase welfare dependency. You guys all ought to read that. Go to that link that CFS put up. What I find to be interesting about that is President Clinton was just exactly the opposite. He spoke out against welfare dependency, as I think an awful lot of people are doing right now. Jimmy, what's your comment on that? Is Biden just trying to buy votes? I kind of wonder. What do you think?
Well, I don't think Biden's even making these policies. I think his staff, the people that got him elected in Democratic Party, the operatives, the progressive operatives, are making policy. I think he doesn't even care. I don't think he knows better. This is completely inconsistent with Joe Biden's past policies. He was for welfare reform. He was for, you know, the crime bill. He is completely flip-flop. Because he's appeasing a very small group of very powerful and influential political entities that have managed to basically control many people's ideas and minds. And they're shutting down other voices in order to not question these really ridiculous statements.
Well, we're in very interesting times right now, and I'm really enjoying watching it. I started, by the way, a new policy about 3 days ago, Jimmy. I was up at Hagen's, and I saw the New York Times out there, and I decided I was going to start reading issues. I'm spending a lot of time going over issues in the press, and I take a particular issue and I read about how the Wall Street Journal covers it, and then I read about it, and how the New York Times covers it. I will say the New York Times lambasted Cuomo pretty good for the way that he's handled the COVID situation in New York. It was really kind of interesting. I want to just take about 15 seconds here, and I want to read what Chartster wrote. It's very important to me. This attitude is very important to me. Chartster said, "We're in a constitutional crisis, but I think all will be good. Actually, better than good, better than you've ever experienced. We're watching the end of the corporate fake government and the restoration of the republic. I kind of agree with that, and I think that goes along perhaps a little bit, Jimmy, with what you're saying. Any opinion?
Yeah, no, I think we started this out. I think that makes a, I think that there's a possibility that enough people are waking up and seeing the hypocrisy of these policies.
Right.
I mean, how many parents with daughters want to see in sports in school, want to see them compete against biological males that say they're women? You know, are you kidding me? Yeah. A lot of people in the middle are going, what the heck? I didn't buy that. You know, you've got so many issues like that. So I do think there's probably an awakening, and I do appreciate Charchter's comment on the corporate, you know, control, and people are finally, they're fed up with it.
No,
as long as we have a legitimate election process, and right now there are too many people that are unsure. We cannot stop asking those questions.
Hope and pray. I want to say one thing that I watched on Fox last night that I thought was really, really interesting. One of their reporters, commentators came on, and she was talking about the transgender issue and, you know, males competing against females, et cetera, et cetera. And she was saying, I don't think that's fair at all. I think that's ridiculous. And then this absolutely gorgeous woman looked straight into the camera and said, I don't know how many of you are aware of this, but I happen to be a gay woman. And I'm going to tell you, she said, from my perspective and all of my associates' perspective, and she said, we associate socially with a lot of transgender people, and she said, in my society, and she said, you know what, there is a physical difference between men and women, and it's simply not fair to female athletes to see that happen. Now, I'm not sure.
Well, if we're talking about the science, there are two sexes. You know, biologically, there's two sexes. That's the science. The party of science has completely blown that off. So, yeah, it's a total lie.
Well, I don't think you're ever going to see, you know, guys who wish they were women or whatever competing in the educational system, whether it's lower education or higher education. I mean, that's something that I don't think will ever, ever, ever happen, but we'll see. I want to make one comment back to you, Larry. You know, you said you want freedom, start with your doctor. I think you're crazy, bud. Anyway, having said that, Jimmy, you want to wrap it up?
Oh, hey, I think we have to encourage all our listeners to just stay positive and to keep, you know, keep working and speaking out. We have those fundamental rights. And if people start to begin to silence us, people have to organize. They have to get together. They've got to stand up and they've got to act in order to stop it.
And I really believe they have to use common sense. I can't believe that anybody, and I know a lot of you guys are going to disagree with me, but I can't believe that anybody buys some of the socialistic theories that are coming out of Washington, D.C. right now. I just can't. You got the final word, Jim. We got about two seconds.
Yeah,
let's don't
repeat the Mao's Cultural Revolution here in the United States, okay?
No, and let's not prove Khrushchev to be right in what he said in his speech back in 1955 or 56. Thanks, Jimmy. Yeah, you guys keep those comments coming. We're looking good. There's a lot of common sense out there.